Parades Commission ruling was breached at an Orange Order parade in Belfast yesterday. The parade past St Patrick's Catholic Church on Donegal Street passed off peacefully, but band music was played despite a Parades Commission ruling allowing only a single drum beat. Sinn Féin is calling on the Commission to deal with the breach, but Winston Irvine from the Unionist North and West Belfast Parades Forum claims intolerance is being displayed against the Protestant faith. Let's see what he means. Conor Maskey from Sinn Féin should be with us. Morning to you, Conor.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you mean, deal with the breach? What do you want them to do?
Well, any parades determination breach has consequences. So, I mean, the Parades Commission can deal with it in ways where they may want to change their determinations in the future. But important to all of this is the police dealing with the breach. And we spoke with them yesterday. They noted that there was a breach, and they have dealt with some of these things in the past by way, you know, by way of follow up, and we'll be ensuring that they're held accountable in terms of the breach that everyone noted and witnessed yesterday.
And the band music being played, what, did it really put that many people out?
I mean, the context to all of this, Stephen, is that the loyal orders, have refused, since all of this emerged and came to the fore for everybody last year, have refused thus far to sit down with the Carrickhill residents, treating them with tolerance, with respect, with dignity, and thrashing out some sort of understanding between each other. Don't forget, on the other end of this, you have the Carrickhill residents who have protested at all of these parades, have never breached the determination once, even though they have been unhappy at some of those determinations. And all they're calling for is people to talk to them, to treat them with respect, and to get over this issue.
Winston Irvine should be with us now. Morning to you, Winston.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Why the breach, Winston? How do you feel about that breach, first of all?
We need to put this in the context here. What we've seen coming out from the Parades Commission this week was the determination which ruled that a church parade, which happens year on year, I mean, and also remember, for 120 years, there's been parades in this particular area without any problems. This commission ruled that there should be no hymn music played at a church parade on a Sunday. Now, anybody who thinks that that's right or just is kidding themselves. The reason why we've seen what we've seen yesterday happen was because people will naturally rebel against any attempt to criminalise the Protestant community because of their faith and because of their cultural traditions.
And do you support them in doing it?
I totally reject and totally oppose the Parades Commission's decision and their determination. I think it was absolutely unjust and draconian. I completely understand why yesterday happened. I have to say that it was a very peaceful and dignified parade, and I was glad to see that Father Michael Sheehan recognised and acknowledge that as well. But I think we also need to
But to be clear, you say you understand, but do you support the break
It's not a matter of why I support it or not. The fact of the matter is it happened. The fact of the matter is that if the Parades Commission attempts to criminalise the Protestant community because of their faith and because of their cultural traditions, then this will invariably lead the people reacting against it.
What you could do, you've got a choice, Winston. But I will let you, of course, I will let you spell it out. But you've got a choice. You could encourage people not to break the law, even if they don't like the ruling. You have a choice this morning. You could say to those people, I understand why you don't like the Parades Commission decision, but abide by the law, abide by the ruling. And you could urge them to do so.
I fundamentally disagree with the Parades Commission's determination.
You disagree if you
absolutely
like, but do you respect the rule of law?
Pardon?
Do you respect the rule of law? Do you encourage others to follow
absolutely.
The
I'm
rule
not,
of
I'm
law?
I'm not encouraging anyone to break the law. And let's be very clear about that. But let's get this back into perspective, Stephen, because this is really important here. Last year, we had an incident outside St. Patrick's Church on Donegal Street. There was an immediate and swift, unambiguous apology by the people involved. There was no acknowledgement whatsoever. Quickly after that, there was dialogue between loyal orders and St. Patrick's congregation. After that, there was a visit up to Schomburgk House, which was extended, an invite was extended to the congregation and to the administrator of St. Patrick's Church, all of which were denied, refused. Now, the Orange Order, even as recently as this week, have said very categorically they do not intend to insult or offend anyone. So this isn't a matter of whether the Orange Order wishes to respect people or not. They're saying very clearly that they do respect, and they've said so in the very clearest of terms.
Well, I mean, a number of points on that very point that Winston has just made. You see, what's trying to happen here, or what other people are trying to do, is to deal with the issue of Carrickill by proxy. For some reason, they're trying to say that talking with the church congregation is talking with the Carrickill residents. That is absolutely not the case. The Carrickill residents are there. They're the residents that are protesting, and for some reason, the Orange Order and other orders are refusing to talk to them. Absolutely refusing to extend invitations, and absolutely refusing to talk. So we can gloss over anything else of what people have said has gone on. The fact of the matter is, unless the Carrickill residents are speaking with the loyal orders to thrash us out, then we're going nowhere. The other point, Stephen, I would like to make is the issue.
Well,
let's
just stick with that point for one second.
Sure.
So, Winston Irvine, will you talk to Conor Maskey this morning? Is there any potential for meeting of minds here? Unless you do it.
Conor Maskey any day of the week, Stephen. That's not the issue. But let's be clear about this. The original incident that has led to the protest happened outside St. Patrick's Church. Can we establish that as a fact?
Conor Maskey?
Well, and in fact, I'm glad Winston raised it. We can talk any day of the week, and we actually do at times. This is part of the problem, Stephen. The Orange Order are getting away with not talking to anybody. So here we have on the radio today Winston Irvine speaking by proxy on behalf of the Orange Order, or behalf of their issue. The Orange Order are refusing to talk to Sinn Féin. They're refusing to talk to the Praise Commission. They're refusing to talk to residents. They're refusing to come on the radio and justify why they have ensured a breach of a determination yesterday and stoked the issue in advance of a long summer period.
We've tried to get in touch with the Orange Order this morning and we haven't been able to.
Other people. Sorry?
We've tried to get in touch with the Orange Order this morning and we haven't been able to.
Well, because instead they put Winston up. So why is it that Winston Irvine is speaking on behalf of the Orange Order, and why are they not coming onto the radio waves and talking?
Well, nobody put Winston up. We contacted Winston. Orange Order didn't put them up. We contacted them.
Let's set the record straight here, because I can't allow Conor Maskey to, you know, come on air and basically, you know, put out a very inaccurate statement. Let me be very clear. I'm not here speaking on behalf of the Orange Order. I'm here speaking on behalf of Winston Irvine.
But where are the Orange Order?
In my capacity as a member of the North and West Belfast Praise and Cultural Forum. And let me just say this. North and West Belfast Praise and Cultural Forum have been meeting nationalist residents for over 10 years, both in North and West Belfast. So very clearly, the issue and the willingness of dialogue isn't the problem here.
What about Carrickill? Have you talked to them?
Well, let me say very clearly, North and West Belfast Praise and Cultural Forum would not run away from dialogue with anybody. Now, but I'm saying that very clearly.
So what's this about then, for goodness sake?
Well, you tell me.
Conor Maskey said he'll talk to Carrickill residents. What's the problem?
And I mean, let's see what the Carrickill residents group say. The fact of the matter is, the Carrickill residents group absolutely need to be speaking with the Loyal Order.
Winston Irvine, why haven't you spoken to Carrickill up to now?
Well, Stephen, you know, you need to ask Carrickill residents that, and let me just.
No, why haven't you spoken to them? Have you asked to speak to them?
Well, they have refused to speak with North and West Belfast Praise Forum. So it's a bit rich from Conor Maskey to say that people are refusing to enter in the dialogue, when actual fact, it was the Carrickill residents and its chairperson, so-called, who refused to speak with North and West Belfast Praise Forum last year. Now, again, let's be clear. North and West Belfast Praise Forum is made up of all of the loyal orders. is made up of a range of bands. It's made up of a range of community organisations and political representatives. It's an umbrella group. It's a cultural and parading forum. They will not run away from dialogue from nobody.
Here's Helen, first call of the day. Morning to you, Helen.
Oh, good morning, Stephen. I just wanted to say, because I am absolutely gobsmacked, how can a hymn offend anybody? Well, what do Catholics sing when they actually go into chapel? Because I thought when you go into a house of God, you sing hymns, you sing worship songs to glorify him. So you do. You're not playing a hymn to offend anybody. And the sooner people click on to this is just about Catholics hating anything to do with Protestants, their churches or anything else. Because I'm getting so worn out with all this intolerance for each other. We keep getting told to move forward, let's move on, and now they're saying, oh, they played a hymn walking past the chapel. See, when Catholics start having respect for their own chapels, instead of the one on the Newton Arch Road, they stand on the grounds of that, hitting out golf balls. There was a sniper on the top of it years ago, shooting from it. So when Catholics have respect for their own chapel, then maybe they can expect respect from Protestants.
You do understand, Helen, this was a parades commission
ruling. Parades commission, but this is what I'm saying, Stephen. Why? Please, someone explain to me why a hymn. They were playing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. How is that offensive?
I want to let Connor Maskey speak directly to you, Helen. Go on, Connor.
Well, I mean,
tell her how it's offensive.
Publicly stated and genuinely put from a personal perspective, I have absolutely no intention to strip away, to not acknowledge the Protestant culture, Protestant faith, Protestant...
What's wrong with a hymn then?
Well, it's a different matter altogether, Stephen, an absolutely different matter altogether. 2 points. One, in many other parts of the North, it's just a given that orders will resort to a single drum beat and past any place of worship. The second point is we've argued, along with the Carrickhill residents, we've argued that in the context of a lack of agreement, a single drum beat is the only way to go about
this.
Because of the... Sorry, Steve, let me finish this point.
What's wrong with the hymn?
Well, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with a hymn in the grand scheme of life. However, there is something wrong when there's a lack of agreement and nobody has spoken with the Carrickhill residents.
So it's point scoring. In other words, there's nothing wrong with a hymn, but because you haven't got your way, because the Carrickhill residents haven't got their way, they're going to choose something to disagree with, and it's a hymn. Is that it?
It's the Parades Commission that have determined on this. And let's be clear, if there was agreement, whatever way that looked like, then we wouldn't even have discussion. We wouldn't have the Parades Commission having to rule
on this. Is that enough for you, Helen?
No, it's not enough, Stephen.
Speak to Connor. Have you a question for Connor?
I'm really, really getting so tired and worn out. For years and years, we're all told, move on, let's move forward by Sinn Féin when it suits them. Same when it comes to playing a hymn, and I'm a born-again Christian, and I'm absolutely disgusted that the Catholics who go to chapel every Sunday, go to Mass, go to the confessions, have a problem with a hymn being played, that the Parades Commission have to make a ruling on that parade in the first place. It's a hymn. What's the point in a single drum beat? Nobody has died. When you play a hymn, you're glorifying the fact that Jesus rose from the dead and he's in heaven and we're worshipping him. Playing a single drum beat, it's like somebody has died on the road walking down. Can you not understand? A hymn is a hymn. Well, What do you sing when you go into chapel?
Helen, can I bring something, widen this out slightly?
I'm not widening this out. This is about what happened yesterday.
Helen, I have stood for 6 years at Carrickhill and witnessed absolute sectarianism coming towards that district. So we cannot ignore that fact. So what we have now is a lack of agreement. We don't have anybody sitting down and speaking with the Carrickhill residents to resolve this, and that is exactly what's needed, whereby your culture and the tolerance and the dignity of the Carrickhill residents can all be enshrined in some sort of agreement whereby, and don't forget, they have publicly said that they do not want to ask for a rerouting of this parade. They're happy for parades to happen down the Clifton Street, but they want it done with respect, with tolerance,
so,
with dignity.
So the fact that you were standing yesterday, Colin, it was a church parade, calling people orange bees, that's okay?
I didn't, okay. There's no way that I heard any of that at all, Helen.
No,
and that's certainly not something that would come out of my mouth either.
You are so good at pointing the finger and putting everything on to the Protestant community. You need to start taking responsibility yourselves and stop putting the blame and saying, oh, we need to talk to you, we need to talk to you. Well, what happened to tolerance? It was a hymn.
So would you urge the Carrickhill residents...
Well, the friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear.
Conor Maskey, would you urge the Carrickhill residents to speak to Winston Irvine?
Listen, I mean, the Carrickhill residents are their own group. They need to come out. I mean, we've been working with them day in, day out. I would encourage them to speak to anybody and everybody. However, it doesn't matter if they speak to Winston. They have to speak with the loyal orders. That is the bottom line, Stephen. Unless the protesters speak with the people who are failing for the parading, then we're going nowhere, because we need to get an understanding about all
these parades. Yeah.
Let me come in there. And again, let me just remind people. North and West Belfast Praise and Cultural Forum contains all loyal orders, be it parade organisers, be it senior people within their districts, be it local lodge members. They contain all members. So, again, is Conor telling me that the Carrickhill residents will refuse to have dialogue with North and West Belfast Praise Forum?
No, that's not what I'm saying, Stephen. What I'm saying is that they need to speak directly with the loyal orders who are failing for these parades. That's an absolute. Whether they speak to the North and West Parades Forum or not, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is they have to speak with the loyal orders directly who are organising these parades. If people can't see that, then it's ridiculous, because we're talking about intricacies. We're talking about different levels, different orders. All of these nuances need to be appreciated. Therefore, the only way to do that is to sit down directly with the loyal orders and the Carrickhill.
Let's tease this out, because this is significant. North and West Belfast Parades Forum have parade organisers within its organisation, within that umbrella group. Are you telling me that it's not sufficient, dialogue wouldn't be enough if North and West Belfast Parade Forum, knowing full well that all of those parade organisers and loyal orders which are contained within that organisation, you telling me if North and West Belfast Parade Forum asked for dialogue with Carrickhill residents that wouldn't be enough?
I haven't said that. What I'm saying is...
Well, would it be enough or not?
Would it be enough then?
There are 38 parades per year. Now, take yesterday's, for example. Is Winston trying to tell me, Stephen, that the organisers of that parade yesterday sit on the North and West Parades Forum?
Yes.
And then the next one that comes up to sit on that too. So there must be 38 different organisations that sit in the North and West Parades Forum.
There's actually more, Connor.
I think that's ridiculous.
What do you think is ridiculous? There's over 120 membership groups and organisations contained within North and West Belfast Parades Forum. That ranges from community organisations, residents groups, loyal orders, medical organisations,
different organisations to resolve an issue. You need to sit and talk with one organisation
That can be very easily arranged.
Very easily arranged.
You know, we're not going to ask, you know, a residents group from, you know, West Belfast, who sits in North and West Belfast Parades Forum, to come and speak to Carrickhill residents about a parade.
I think it's striking that the Orange Order aren't on the radio waves talking about this. I think it's absolutely
striking. Well, it's also striking, Conor.
They feel that they can get away with... Well, the Carrickhill residents haven't breached any determinations, Winston.
Why are you on my party speaking on their behalf?
Absolutely none. I think it's incredible that the Orange Order are trying to get away with putting other people up
to talk on their behalf.
Well, the Carrickhill residents are clearly happy for you to talk on their behalf.
They're their own organisation, and they go on the radio, they go on the news outlets. The fact of the matter is, this is about the Orange Order.
Well, then let them come on and let us have that debate with them. I'm very happy to have that discussion and that debate with them at any place.
This is about the parade's determination that was breached.
You represent the biggest nationalist party in the country, Conor. Would you encourage those residents to meet the forum?
Listen, we are up for encouraging anybody and everybody.
Why are you getting off into anybody and everybody and all of this nondescript stuff?
Simple yes or no would do.
Exactly.
Of course. I mean, if it helps you, what I'm saying is that we don't believe that that's what's going to resolve this issue. What's going to resolve this issue is face-to-face.
You don't believe direct dialogue with people from the loyal orders is going to resolve the issue. Well, that to me says it all. That to me says that this is
different
dialogue.
And Winston knows this.
Manipulating an issue of culture, an issue of identity for your own political means.
Winston knows that. There's a difference between the North and West Parades Forum and the individual loyal orders. Winston knows this.
No, Conor, you misunderstand. You clearly misunderstand the situation regards the North and West Belfast Parades Forum, and I'm trying my best to help you understand. The loyal orders are sitting on the North and West Belfast Parades and Cultural Forum. They're not apart from, they're part of. Now, I'm saying to you very clearly, I personally would be happy to sit down and have this conversation with Carrickhill residents, with the congregation of St. Patrick's. No problem. Absolutely. Dialogue is not the issue here. The issue here is that people are trying to manipulate and trying to exploit and aggravate an issue for their own political gain.
There's a statement into the programme from the Orange Order. A spokesman has said that members of the Orange Institution paraded with dignity and decorum, that's their words, to and from a place of worship for an annual Thanksgiving service. They say, the breach by Miller Memorial, an Orange Order spokesperson said, the Orange Institution reviews all parades and will take any issues raised into account as part of this process. Don't really know what that means. They're going to look at it.